Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, you may. I just looked at my credit card. You people charge me for a product that I have no idea what for, with a subscription and a purchase. I don't know what it is and why I don't have it. I don't want it.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, you can. It's 14513.
All right, may I have your first and last name?
The first name is Arthur and the last name is Hampson.
All right. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 118 Woodside Drive in Newark, New York.
All right, give me one moment while I look at this account.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm still here. Give me one more moment, please.
Okay, sure.
All right. So I do have an account pulled up here, and I do see here why E-Rex FX was ordered during a pay shipping and handling. Also, in those terms and conditions, it states it puts you on a 14-day trial, 4 days of shipping, and a 10 days of trial. What you would do is call in to cancel that trial so you can keep the product at shipping handling costs. If you don't call in to cancel the trial, it then bills you the original amount of the product you receive, as well as sets it as a reoccurring charge for you to be billed and receive the product monthly.
Well, I don't want this monthly, and I didn't want it at all, so...
Right. Matt asks, have you had a chance to try the product out?
No, I haven't, and I don't want it.
Yes, sir, because it does help increase your strength and increase your stamina. I can do a 35% discount off any future orders.
No, thank you. I didn't want the first one, and I don't want any more. You're still charging me $92, I believe.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Give me one moment, please.
All right.
Alright, and if pricing is an issue, that $92.90, I can make a 50% discount and make that $46.45.
No, thank you. I just don't want it at all.
Alright. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm still here. I'm notating this. Give me one more moment.
Okay.
All right, and as I do cancel out this account, I also could apply my 75% discount, making that $24 a month as my employee's discount.
No, thank you. No.
All right, so I'm going to get your account canceled. Could you hold one more moment for me?
Well, certainly, yes.
All right, so I do have your account canceled. Do you have pen and paper for your cancellation code?
I do, ma'am. Yes, I do. You just give me a second here.
All right.
Do you handle this other one, this ultra cleanser thing too?
Yes, sir. I went ahead and canceled them both out.
All right. Thank you very much. Could I have the cancellation number, please?
All right. So your cancellation code is 19. I'm sorry, your cancellation code is C as in cancel, 19454.
Oh, 19454. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'll see this credit on my credit card then, right?
No, sir, those charges would be valid charges, but I canceled it so you would not be billed again or receive the product again.
Well, I don't even want to receive the product now. Can I ship it back after I get it? I haven't got it.
Right. All right. The product that you're being charged for is the product you had already received during shipping and handling. If you didn't call in to cancel that 14
I
days.
never, I, ma'am, I never received this product. The Ultra Cleanse, nor the Choose Simple Diet, whatever it is.
It says it was delivered on April 22nd.
I haven't got it.
All right. Do you know anyone that could have gotten it for you?
No, ma'am.
Because I did cancel your account out. So what I could do is I can reship it for you to receive it. But since on our end, it does say delivered. And so that's what it will show you. So anything further than it not being, because it says delivered on our end. So if someone would have taken it, then that wouldn't be on us. So I can reship you out it.
Ma'am, there's no one there but me, and I certainly haven't received it, so.
Could you repeat that for me? I'm sorry.
I said there's no one there but me, and I haven't received it, so.
Yes, the only thing I would be able to do is ship you out another one, because on our end it does say delivery.
I don't want another one. If you did ship me one out, I didn't want that either.
Could you repeat that for me?
I said, I didn't want the one that you said you shipped me out. I don't want that, and I certainly don't want another. Can you give me a return address labels? And if I have got it or will be getting it, I'll send it back.
It already says it's delivered.
Well, I haven't received it.
I'll suggest asking the mail people, because if on our end, when it does mark the product as delivered, then that's when it does charge you. And so we wouldn't be able to help with anything, any lost packages.
This says I'm being charged on May the 2nd. Now, I'm certainly, if you charged me for this May the 2nd, I certainly couldn't have got there yet. The one for $91.89 and the one for $92.90 were both entered as pending transactions on May 2nd on my account, and I haven't received them.
Yes, sir. So you're saying when you paid the shipping and handling costs, you didn't receive those either?
No, I haven't received any of that. I see the one here that says the shipping and handling, but that was in April. This year says May the 2nd.
Yes, in April, when it gave you shipping and handling and put you on that trial I spoke of earlier within a call. And so if you didn't cancel that trial, it billed you for the product you received during shipping and handling. So the charges you're seeing May the 2nd, you wouldn't receive any other product. It would be the product already been delivered.
Well, send me a shipping label and I'll send it back if I have it there.
With the supplements, we don't get those back. And so we don't receive those back because they are pill products.
Well, if I have something there, I'll send it back. I don't want either one of these. I sure as heck aren't going to pay $91.89 for something that you shipped to me that I didn't want to begin with.
Yes, I do understand, but those would be valid charges.
If you sent me this and I had 10 days to reply to it, I don't know this and didn't do it anyway. So you charged me another $91. I would assume that you sent another one of each one of these things out here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I understand.
Well. All you had to do is say that I didn't accept the terms and didn't want it.
With the terms, it will be before the order was placed.
that was placed, I believe it says here it was April 18th.
All right. If the order was placed April 16th, so that 4-day shipping, 10-day trial, that would have been, there'll be April 30th or any time before then to call in to cancel the trial, so you will not be billed the original amount.
Well, apparently I have no knowledge of this 10-day or whatever, so.
It was stated in terms and conditions before placing the order.
I don't know anything about that, so. I'm going to go ahead and notify the credit card company, and I'm going to dispute this charge.
All right. This is recorded line, and so for us to help any further with those charges being refunded, when a dispute is mentioned, then we do ask the customers to have the bank call us back so we can help them
get their refund. Well, I'm not going to have the bank. I'm going to have the credit card company call you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to dispute this.
Yes, sir. Then have the credit card company call us so we know the dispute is dropped so we can give you your full refund.
All right. Well, you could give me my full refund now and it wouldn't have to go through the credit card.
This is a recorded line, so once a dispute is mentioned, then we do have to follow a third protocol. And so we will have to have the bank call in to make sure the dispute does not go through so we can do the full refund.
Okay. And I can have my bank call you or I can have the credit card company call you?
Either or is fine. We just have to know that the dispute is dropped for us to give you a full refund.
Okay. I'll call the bank tomorrow then.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Right, bye. Mm-hmm.